This is Spotlight on Lead Poisoning, brought to you by Southern United Neighborhoods, a nonprofit that works on environmental issues and helps people buy their own homes and fix their credit. Call them at 1-800-239-7379 or go on the web at southernunitedneighborhoods.org for more information. My name is Marie.
Good morning. This is the Leadhead Show with a community voice. Yes, that means that we're against lead poisoning. And we have a leader from the A Community Voice, Deborah Campbell, here today to explain to us a little bit about lead, because it's invisible, and yet New Orleans children have a higher blood lead poisoning level than Flint, Michigan's, and always have had, yes. The children here, that means adults too, because we all were raised up here, and so we have it stored in our bones. And that's because we have a problem. What is that problem? Please tell me what you can and what we can do to do about it. Ms. Deborah Campbell, thank you.
Hi. Warning. Our neighborhoods are lead poisoned. Lawsuit against Sewage and Water Board is in place now. Lead is in the water. Lead service lines are in every parish in Louisiana. Lead in the soil. Most bare soil has lead. Lead in the home, dust, towels, ceramic mugs, toys, jewelry. Protect your pets from lead dust, lead in the soil, lead in the water. Lead at your school, daycare, and church. Drinking fountains, kitchen, bathrooms, playgrounds. Lead causes permanent damage to every organ in our body. Hearing problems and deafness. Learning problems, aggressive behavior, ADHD, death, autism, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, intellectual disabilities, violence, anemia, hypertension, brain damage, kidney failure, and more. Want to prevent lead poisoning at home? Join A Community Voice Help Fight Lead. Use certified water filters on your faucet. Use the water for brushing your teeth, cooking, making coffee, tea, and etc. The certified list is filters that cost from $30 to $100, is on acommunityvoice.org, or look for the NFS logo on the filter. Tap water is okay for bathing and dishwashing. Helpful resources. People can get testing kits for water. https://www.hbbf.org test kit dash start. Bring or mail a plastic baggie of soil to A Community Voice, 2221 St. Cloud Avenue, for testing. Label it with address, phone, and name. Check your home for home health hazards with the Healthy Home Checklist, www.southernunitedneighborhoods.org. Get a list of lead detox foods at www.acommunityvoice.org. Lead Safe Louisiana for blood tests, leadsafelouisiana.org. Or 504-535-5323. Fight back. Join A Community Voice at 1-800-239-7379.
Wow, that's a lot of information there, Deb. Thank you so much. Tell me something about that lawsuit. It was filed. When was it filed?
It was filed in November of this year. Against Sewage and Water Board. We're trying to find out where the lead lines are. They refuse to give us a list of the lead lines that are still down in our area. When we talk to them about lead lines, they always go towards the lakefront. The lakefront's lines were put in the 80s. We need them to come into the inner city and test these lines that was put down in the early 1900s, and they're still there.
So you want a list of where all the lead lines are in the city?
Yes, that's what we're asking Sewage and Water Board for. Because we find that if these lines are removed, it may help us fight lead poisoning in our area and causing our children to come up with all of these diseases that cannot be determined or cannot be tell us where it's coming from. And that's what we need to know. What's causing it so we can prevent it.
What is the problem for adults? Does it affect adults?
Of course. It settles in your bones. And it's causing us to have hypertension. It's causing a lot of illnesses that we think is just the norm. No, it's not the norm. We're being poisoned. We're having brain damage. We're having Alzheimer's and Parkinson's disease. And please believe me, a lot of our deaths are caused by lead poisoning.
So it's a very serious epidemic that we have in New Orleans, and Sewer and Water Board has refused to give up the list of where the lead lines are. Why is that?
That's correct. Well, we can hold them accountable.
Oh, I see.
And it can produce other lawsuits.
Why are they so unaccountable?
Well, you know what we're dealing with. They've never been fair with the citizens.
Well, that's true. They were set up by the legislature, and they're not under the city directly.
Right.
Like, let's say the library. The
right.
library is under the city directly, and it functions really well. The fire department is
sure.
under the city, and it functions really well. But Sewer Water Board has never been under the city.
Never totally under the city's control.
And then they privatized so many parts of it where all the money we're spending on our sewer, the sewer rate here is astronomical. It's almost as high as the water bill. So we're spending all that money on sewage, but it goes to Veolia. And
right.
Veolia is not maintaining the system, and well, people are smelling just bad sewer all over town.
That's correct. The money's evaporating.
It goes to France.
And nobody is telling us why or telling, the only thing they're telling us really is that they need more money. And nobody's explaining to us exactly what's happening with the funding.
What do you think about that? Do they need more money?
Well, of course not. If nothing's being done, why should we continue to pay?
Exactly. And then, do you think they know where the lead lines are?
Oh, of course. Yes. They have to know. There's records that's telling them everything we're asking them for.
Can you tell me what else A Community Voice is doing about lead in the water?
Well, we're testing, just like I said, if you come forward with the soil in the bag, we can test that. Just call us. Let us know what your concerns are, and we can point you in the right direction.
What about the state task force on lead?
Well, we've gotten them to agree to remove service lead lines in Louisiana. Now we have to get it enforced.
I see. And that's what this lead task force is about?
That's what it's about.
Well, congratulations on winning a lead task force to remove all the lead lines in the state. That's the first that's ever been done, isn't it?
It is. And I want to point out that there is a committee that's being formed of citizens. And we're also asking that some of our citizens be admitted on this committee.
Good. Excellent. Can you tell me what else is going on with the lead issue?
Well, what we've won already is that dry sanding has been outlawed. There's a law against that now, dry sanding of the painted houses. Because as you know, years ago, these houses were painted with lead-based paint. And we're asking them, well, we've already gotten the approval to not have dry sanding. It has to be wet down or it has to be put into a confined area. Under that tent. So that was a win for us.
Yeah, that's a very good win.
Mm-hmm. We would also like to thank Justice and Beyond and the New Orleans Coalition for all of the work they help with on these projects. You know, it takes a lot of people to get these things done. That's why we're asking you to come out, join forces with us. You know, there's only certain things we can do with the number of people we have. So we're asking that you all come out and see what else can be done.
Do you have a date and time for people to come out?
To the office, anytime, 10 to 6:30. 2221 St. Claude Avenue, near Elysian Fields. We're there to assist and serve anyone in the community. On Saturday, January 25th at noon, we will be at City Hall. There's a march from City Hall to the Hyatt Regency. What's happening? We're asking the City of New Orleans to stop discounting water in the hotels. This is one of the hotels where water is being discounted to them. And that's not fair.
What does the Hyatt do for the community? Do they pay living wages?
No. As far as we know, there are no living wage pay at the Hyatt Regency.
So it's owned by somebody out of state?
Yes. Everything that the Hyatt Regency makes in the City of New Orleans is not used in the City of New Orleans. Is sent to an out-of-state company.
So all the profits go out of state?
All of the profits go out of state.
But they get a big break on their water bill.
And they get a discount on the water bill.
Do you know anybody who personally with a break on their water bill?
Not normal citizens, no.
There's a break in the water line.
Yeah, breaks in the water line, floods, sewer line blow-ups, but no breaks in the water bill.
Well, this is brilliant to have such a big campaign to get the lead out of the water. And tell me again how people can contact A Community Voice.
We're A Community Voice. We're located at 2221 St. Claude Avenue. We can be contacted by our 800 number, which is 1-800-239-7379. We beg you to please bring your concerns to our office. Not only a concern about lead, concerns about anything, anything in your community that you have a question about, anything in your community that we can help with. Please come to us.
Who all is your expert on this lead issue?
Right now we're working with LSU, Dr. Katzner. She's our go-between between us and the office at LSU. And Dr. Milkey, he's also on board with us. This is not going undone. We've contacted TV stations from time to time to meet us out where we know that this lead poisoning affects the kids. We've met at the schools and yes, we have had some schools to go ahead and put in filters to filter the water that the kids are coming into contact with. So it's becoming successful. It's just that we can't get the Sewage and Water Board Company on board.
What happens to a woman who has lead poisoning and she gets pregnant?
It could possibly be passed to the offspring. We're looking at autism. We're looking at hearing loss in these infants. We're looking at aggressive behavior and them coming up with ADHD after a while once they're old enough for us to diagnose that. Because really and truly, it's hard to diagnose autism, ADHD, and these behavioral problems when they're young. It's not until they're reaching ages of 2 and 3 that you can see what's going on with them. So
it's particularly important for girls and women if they're going to have babies to learn about lead.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. They need to know that there are some downfalls to lead poisoning and having a healthy baby.
Do you have any surprising allies in this fight against the lead?
Right now, we're working with Sheriff Guzman. He's on board. We're letting him know what we need done in the city, and he promises to help us with that.
Well, that's great, because I believe 85% of all the prisoners they have ever tested for lead had lead.
Yeah, yeah.
So it does the aggressive behavior problem. And
that's correct.
Of course, over-policing in certain communities.
That's right. And your children aren't tested for lead unless you ask their pediatrician for a lead test. By then, it's pretty high, a high level, because now you're seeing something in your child and you're asking for this testing. We would like to see the baby's lead tested after a year of birth or 6 months of birth and let us know if anything's going on.
Yes, it is a requirement, Luzana, but the doctors don't do it.
The doctors don't do it. You have to ask.
It's absolutely a requirement in Luzana
that
doctors test babies and children if they don't do it.
Yes.
Why do you think that is?
Cost.
Well, they could pass them along.
They could.
I think it's a stereotype. They just think that the only people who have lead poisoning are babies sitting in a housing development eating a big cookie of lead.
And that could be too, because, you know, education is not being taught. It's not being taught that this is a problem or this could potentially become a problem. So that's why we're trying to get to the community and educate them on what possible things could happen with a high level of lead in your system.
It seems to take a lot of educating.
We need to reach the people. And that's the bottom line. You have to get to the people.
And what about the direct actions?
We're trying. That's part of our agenda. You know, we're asking people, if you can come up with some other ideas, come to us, bring your ideas.
Yeah.
Because we don't know. We're at a loss right now. We're doing what we know. But if you can come up with something else, let us know.
That's right, that the organization is wide open to suggestions of people participating, particularly because this issue seems to be such a long-term issue that could be prevented, entirely preventable.
Of course, yes.
And can you tell me a little bit about the faucet filter again?
The faucet filter, we're asking that you use a certified filter, mainly on your kitchen faucet, where your primary source is for cooking, or, not brushing your teeth, as nobody brushes their teeth in the kitchen, but it will help with the water in the rest of the home once you place the filter on the kitchen faucet.
Where do you get a filter?
Anywhere. So you've got Lowe's, you've got Walmart, you know, it's a number of places, Ace Hardware. Go out and tell them you're looking for a certified filter. They run from $30 to $100.
How often do you have to replace a filter?
There's an indication light that will let you know when that filter is no longer filtering the water, and then you can replace it. I'm not sure of the timeline, and I guess it's according to how much water you use in your home.
Well, we have such dirty water because, you know, we have hundreds of these chemical plants right above us. Does it filter out any of that?
Yes. Yes.
Some of it, huh?
Some of it will.
That's pretty good.
It is.
And then that's more viable financially for people to have a faucet filter than to go buy bottled water and then all that plastic ends up in the landfill.
That's true.
Or the ocean.
That's true. Yes.
Okay, so that's a pretty good green project you got going there.
Yes, it is.
Okay, and how well received is it in the community?
The filters?
This project about fighting the lead.
Oh, everybody wants to know. You know, it's not that they're not interested, it's that they're not educated. And once you give them a heads up and make them aware of what's going on, well, of course, yeah, they're ready to pass the word. Because it could be something that's detrimental to their health, their family health, or their future children's health. So, yeah.
It's a long-term fight, too, isn't it?
It is. It is, yes.
So it takes a lot of resources to keep going.
Yes.
Well, it's a good thing you are a freedom fighter here.
Thank you. Thank you.
Following the footsteps of the great Lanny Roy, Geraldine Bell, Beulah LaBostrom.
Oh, yeah.
Fredella Johnson.
That's big shoes to fill. Yes, it is. But we're doing the best we can.
I'm sure. I'm sure it's right in their spirit, too.
Yes, it is.
And right in our neighborhoods.
Yes.
Right here in New Orleans. Of course, like statewide, like you said. All right, we want to thank Deborah Campbell from A Community Voice for being here today to share with us how to get the lead out. How to get the lead out. And all of y'all have a blessed day. Thanks.
You have been listening to Spotlight on WAMF LP New Orleans on 90.3 FM and streaming at WAMF.org. A recording of this broadcast and subsequent broadcasts are available at SouthernUnitedNeighborhoods.org.